So you may have seen the name Andrew Tate getting around, right? In the last 3 months, he has just exploded on social media. He's a former kickboxer, current moron, is what I'm calling him. He says the most disgusting, vile, concerning things about women. And for that reason, like, this break's a bit intense. So for those, a bit of a trigger warning here, we're going to chat about some stuff. And also 1-800-RESPECT if this brings up anything for you. But basically, there are calls for him to be taken off TikTok and taken off Instagram because of things that he's saying. And it's scary that he is speaking now to millions and millions of young men. It seems to be the main people that are following him because women are sort of crying out in regards to the content that he's putting out there. Now, look, I can take a joke, right? This guy's not joking.
No, he's not.
He's not joking. He's serious when he says things. Like I said, it's a bit intense. He says, women belong in the home. We can't drive. We're a man's property. He also says that if women have been sexually assaulted, we have to bear some responsibility for that. Things like this, right? I don't want to get too much into it because... But I just want to give you the context of where I'm coming from with this anger that you can clearly hear from me. He also has popped up videos recently of how he would attack a woman if she cheated on him and how he would use a machete in this. And all of these videos are getting millions and billions of views and retweets and likes. And it just really concerns me that this guy has such a big platform in the world when what he is saying is truly disgusting, concerning and criminal.
Well, the biggest thing when I read that is the number. You mentioned how many people are watching it. 11.6 billion times his videos have been viewed. He has 3.4 million followers and another 1.4 million on TikTok. That was Instagram, the first one. That's a lot of people interested in what he's saying, and what he's saying is horrendous.
And he's saying things like, this is the stuff that you all want to say, but you don't have the balls to do it. And it's like, no, you're spreading hate.
Yeah.
And it's not like saying, yeah, no, I think women should be doing this, this and that. It's like, it's 2022, man, like, get with the times. Don't tell me what I can and cannot do. But all of this other stuff, like sexual assault stuff. He said as well, oh, I prefer to date women 18 to 19 because they've been through less men than a woman that's 26 and you can control her more. This is the type of stuff he's putting out in the world. And so I just kind of want to say, you know, I mean, like me, I was like, who is this guy? And looked into it and I was just disgusted. And it's like, oh, I know that I'm kind of being hypocritical because I'm giving this guy another platform on our show, but I just want to say, like, maybe if you're a parent, you're seeing your sons in particular watching this kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like, stop that straight away. Because I can imagine young kids in particular, you know, they're so impressionable that they might not be able to tell how disgusting this guy is.
Well, he presents it as cool, doesn't he? Because I was just looking at the photos, like, he's sitting on a luxury boat. He's holding a handgun, like, trying to look all cool and to young boy or to boys or young men, like, oh yeah, that looks awesome, that lifestyle.
And now there's this thing where everyone's like, go on your Instagram and see who follows him and then stop following those people, like your mates. And I got to say, I went on, none of my mates follow him, which I'm like, go boys, good lads. But a cafe that I love follows him. And now that kind of concerns me because it's like, why are you...
Well, you don't love them anymore, do you? You're not
Why are you... Like, please don't like this guy. He's foul. He's a criminal. He's an actual criminal. He has assaulted women and there's like 11 charges against him. So let's just leave this guy in the bin where he belongs and hopefully social media, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, start blocking all of his content because he is absolute trash.
Well said, mate.